Take a deep breath. And with every breath you take and every beat of your heart, just let yourself become more relaxed and more at ease. Now you may just let go even deeper. And with every breath that you take and every beat of your heart, you can find yourself going to that space that you really need to go to. Because as you come in contact with your capacity inborn in you to choose out of all that you have at this moment, you find that you can just let things go that are no longer appropriate. You can just let things go that no longer serve you well. And as you do that, you begin to think about life on a different term, in a different view, like looking at life through different lenses. Every once in a while you hear someone say, oh, they look at the life through rose-colored glasses. Well, when I hear that, I always think, wouldn't that be nice to see the world through rose-colored glasses? And what would that mean to you? Maybe it would mean looking at the world and life just with the frame that life is happening for you, not to you. And you begin to think of, in every problem, there's an answer. In every difficulty, there's a solution. And sometimes it's just asking yourself, what is this giving me? What is this problem giving me? And people with addictions or weight issues or other issues can look at that problem and think, what has this given me? Insight, compassion, maybe some research into yourself. Or you might begin to ask yourself, well, what's the next step? And as you begin to ask yourself those questions, what is this giving me? What is the next step for this problem, for the solution, and for me? And you begin to listen for the answer. And you begin to feel some of the answers. Because you begin to realize maybe some of the problems, as you're relaxing now, was set up by the fact that the expectations you placed weren't going to be easily attainable. And it's that fine line, that paradox of setting goals and objectives and things you want to do with having realistic expectations. How can you push yourself to succeed, to excel, to be more, and yet respond to when those things weren't achieved, sometimes through no fault of your own? Then you begin to realize that maybe it's stepping back and saying, what has this given me? I remember being stuck on an airplane as you're relaxing. As we were waiting on the tarmac to take off, and of course I was projecting how it was going to mess everything up. And then finally something snapped, and they gave us all an extra Diet Coke or a drink. And I started talking to the lady sitting next to me. And it was a lovely conversation for about 45 minutes. And what it gave me was the time to really talk to her. Because we were just sitting on the tarmac. And he'd idle down the engine so you could actually hear. And if we'd have been flying, and it was a rather long flight, you wouldn't be able to hear and talk. And then as soon as we really took off, she started doing some work on her computer. I started reading a book. But it was a pleasant hour. That's what it gave me. And so rather than ask the question, why me? How is this going to screw up my life? When I kind of said, what has this given me? What's the next step? And actually, I started to read the book, and she commented on the book, and it was Life Between Lives. And it led me down a whole nother path in the conversation. And it made me think, what does the universe have for me? What is it seeking to emerge through me? And as you do that now, you begin to see things in a new light. And when you think about things like forgiveness, it really becomes apparent. It really, really becomes apparent that you have to forgive yourself. You really have to dig inside and forgive yourself. And realize that sometimes things just happen. Things get away from us. Things just go that way. And many times, we beat ourselves up for getting to that point. Whether it's with a problem or a difficulty, a relationship, an addiction, or something with our physical body. We start beating ourselves up because we didn't catch it sooner. And so you begin to realize that by beating yourself up, you can never really forgive another. Because we can talk about forgiveness in esoteric and general ways. But if you can't forgive yourself, how could you ever forgive another? So if you could look yourself in the eye and say, as the great Huna masters taught us, I love you, I'm sorry, forgive me, thank you. I love you, I'm sorry, forgive me, thank you. I love you, I'm sorry, forgive me, thank you. And then once you begin to forgive and let go of those anger and resentments to yourself, then you can truly begin to let go of the anger and the resentments against other people. Because, as been said, holding a resentment against another is like holding a red-hot coal that you're going to throw at somebody to hurt them, but it burns you more than it ever burns them. But it's hard sometimes to let go of that coal. We've developed it through time. And sometimes we feel justified. We feel justified. It's our right to be angry. It's our right to be resentful. And as a wise man once said, you can be right or you can be happy. Sometimes you can't be both. And you can choose which is more important to you. And so now I'd like you to just relax. Relax, and because you're coming so relaxed, you're becoming sensitive and receptive to these suggestions. These suggestions sink deeply into that subconscious, preconscious part of your mind, and they form a permanent impression, so permanent that nothing will ever erase it, because it's what you want, what you desire. So these things we put into your subconscious mind begins to exercise a greater and greater influence over the way you think, over the way you feel, over your beliefs, over the way you behave, all of these things now, and because they remain firmly embedded in your subconscious, preconscious mind, they continue to exercise great influence over your thoughts, feelings, beliefs, attitudes, and actions, just like they do in your mind now. And as a result, you feel deeply relaxed, so relaxed that all these things happen exactly as I say. That's right. Now, during this, you relax even more, and you feel more alert, more awake, more energetic. You become much more focused on your solutions. You become optimistic, upbeat, because you realize life is happening for you, not to you. And you begin to look in every problem, there's a solution. In every problem, there's a different way to ask the question. So you become distracted away from looking at the problems, like most of life. You look at the solutions. You look at, what is this giving me? And as you do this now, you don't dwell on those old problems. You become much less conscious of those old problems, much less preoccupied. So you become stronger and steadier, your mind calmer, more composed, more placid, more tranquil. You become much less upset or agitated or worried because you have laser-like focus. You're able to give your attention to what you're doing. So your mind improves, your memory improves. You see things without blowing them out of proportion. You see things in their true perspective. You never magnify difficulties. You magnify solutions. You don't allow things to get out of proportion. Every day, you become calm, relaxed, less disturbed. Every day, you become and you remain more relaxed, less tense, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. And you have more confidence in yourself, more confidence in to do what you need to do, what you want to do, without fear of failure, without fear of consequence, without anxiety, without uneasiness. Because of this, every day, now and forever, you feel more and more free, able to let go of what's no longer appropriate, able to let go of what no longer serves you well. So starting now and for the rest of your life, you feel very good in body, mind, and spirit, because you deserve to be happy. And you realize if you're chained to the past, if you're chained to the people that you're holding resentments against, including yourself, you're never free. And so as you make these changes now, I'd like you to realize, really realize, that you can do all of these things. And you can be surprised and delighted in ways you're not even consciously aware of. Because you deserve to be happy and free. And so when you go to that magical place to write your story, the story of your life, you can write in forgiveness. Maybe looking at the situation through new eyes, seeing it through a third party's eyes, or seeing it through their eyes. And then you get a different perspective. And then you can change the lighting and the mood and the texture and the background music. If you think of a tense situation against somebody you have an anger or a resentment against, and if you watched it and it was lit differently, if you will, maybe with a pink light and you heard circus music, it would probably make you feel differently about that. And so as you come in contact with your capacity inborn in you to choose out of all that you have at this moment, that which fits you well, you know that it's time to let certain things go as you continue on your way now. Good. And you can finally begin to let go of that resentment, that anger, that fear. And you begin to set realistic expectations, but expectations that challenge yourself. And yet, if you don't quite get there, you begin to say, what is this giving me? What's the next step? And then it opens up everything else. Good. And now I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and you're going to come back feeling better than before. 1, coming on up. 2, drifting to the surface. 3, feeling free, free, free. Cutting ties to all those old resentments now. 4, wide awake, clear-headed, and refreshed. And 5, open your eyes, come on back.